720 WGN, 2.5 Bears, McMurray, Hamp, Coz. We're here until game time at 7:30. On the phone with us, the man that is co-owner of Peace Pizza, and he's lead guitarist for Cheap Trick, and it's his birthday today. It's Rick Nielsen. Rick, happy birthday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I like the fact that it is morning for you, Rick.
I never play in the morning, so it's about my time to wake up.
Hey, I will tell you this: Peace Pizza is outstanding. I know that that is part of your passion, or at least something that you you own. So, outstanding pizza.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, Bill Jacobs and the whole crew do a fantastic job, and I hope they didn't send you a bill tonight.
No, they didn't, Rick, and that's the best part about it. And we greatly appreciate you taking time. By the way, fellas, I got to see Rick about 2 months ago. My wife and I went to the Windy City Wire's big gala event, and
I was with you, Dan.
And that's right, Taj, you were standing right beside me. Well, I had a big time.
Yeah. Clearly, had a good time because you didn't remember I was in the booth with him.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And we greatly enjoyed the outstanding music. What do you think about your birthday present from the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants tonight? Both of those business.
I think the game that was just on, the Packers, boy, they choked at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, they looked like the Detroit Lions. I couldn't tell the difference between the two.
You want to talk about football. I want to talk about Dan Hampton playing guitar with Cheap Trick. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. I got to tell you, Rick.
Did he get on stage?
Yeah, Dan went down to the last, on the encore and played with Cheap Trick and did a great job. And I was up top watching and laughing at Hamp trying to strum along.
Hamp, what song did you play?
It was Ain't That a Shame, and it really was.
I didn't want to say that.
Hey, Rick, how hard was it for you to just unplug him when he first started and still pretend like he was playing?
We played with a lot of musicians that I faked a smile for them, too. I grew up where, I knew Butthead, and I knew couple of guys from the Bears and Hamptons right from that era. So it's like I'm respectful of man anyhow.
Yeah, and he did. I mean, I got to admit, it was did a good job.
He
and
did a
you
good
guys
job. He smiled the whole time, even if he made mistakes. It's like I didn't hear him.
Yeah, well, but at that point, though, Rick, I mean, I got to ask you, because you guys were going for a while, and so you probably get into a zone and you're not paying attention anyway, right? I mean, you're taking care of your part.
Yeah, sounds like the Packers.
Rick, how long has Cheap Trick been together?
We've been together since 1973, so that's 40 years.
That's amazing. So longer than most of your wives. I'm talking about all your band's wives, right?
My wedding anniversary was yesterday. And we were married 44 years. Holy cow.
Wow. That's even, as a guy in a band, that actually is more impressive than you having your birthday today. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, thank God I always like older women.
Rick, as we look at this game coming up tonight, obviously the Bears control their own fate. What exactly are you thinking is going to transpire here in Philadelphia?
I think I lived in Philadelphia for a while, so I don't want to say anything bad about those guys. But I'm assuming that because of the offense, for once has been hot for the Bears, and it's like it wasn't always just the defense. So it's like I think they're going to hit them with both. I really do.
So you think it's a blowout tonight then for the Bears?
I think it's if Philadelphia gets more than zero, I'd be surprised.
and why not? I mean, the way it's all been lining up, clearly Santa Claus has wished all of us a Merry Christmas by allowing all these crazy things to happen the last couple of weeks, including, I mean, look, the Lions losing on Monday night didn't shock me to the Ravens.
But today.
But losing to the Giants just basically cements the fact that they've got the worst coach in the NFL.
Well, the fact that I turned 65 and I made it, that's a shock too.
Yeah, well, yeah, and been married 44 years is even more incredible, right?
That's ridiculous.
But I do have to say, Karen is very, very hot. Very hot, his wife.
Well, I wanted to marry a MILF, but that was, I didn't know what it was.
And Rick, do you think you'll take Hampton on tour? Maybe during the spring?
Definitely. I mean, he's always welcome. We've actually hung out with Dan through the years. He doesn't remember us. We used to be called ACDC. He's welcome anytime he wants to be there.
Dan, are you free this spring? Maybe go on tour with Cheap Trick?
Possibly, but they don't need any help. They sound better than ever.
Yeah, they really do. You really do. I mean, it's impressive that you guys have been together that long, too. That's impressive.
We used to play at the at Mothers and Lollies and Beavers, and it's like, the good thing about Cheap Trick is like we're too dumb to quit, so, we're going to stick around.
Think about the fact that there's very few bands that can stay together that long. What was the secret for you guys that you're able to not want to choke each other out?
Well, who said we didn't want to do that?
Well, I mean, I figure that's it, but ultimately, usually that's what ends up breaking the band up, right? That you don't know how to resolve that.
Now we're all fans of music, and we're all fans of, I think we all appreciate each other's talents, and it's like, why not? What else would I want to do? I mean, it's not like what else could I do, but, the fact that, we're in a cool band, and it's like, I'm not as handsome as Dan Hampton, but who is? But I use my songwriting talents to show off, and I got a great lead singer and a cool 12-string bass player who invented it. Plus we're near Chicago, so we've got to love all that stuff.
Right, and Cheap Trick should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're not.
No,
what the heck?
I think they just had it, but yeah. You should be, but hey, it always seems to work itself out eventually.
Kiss made it this year. There's still hope for Cheap Trick.
Yeah, the fact that we're still playing. I mean, that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We played at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, three times. They like us, but not enough to vote for us, I guess. And then there's a guitar there in the John Lennon exhibition that I gave to him. There's a lot of history that we have, and it's like, if we make it, great. If we don't make it, great.
You gave a guitar to Lennon. Tell us a little bit about that meeting.
Well, I got asked to play on a Double Fantasy album in 1980. It was actually the day that my son Dax was born. He's now playing drums for Cheap Trick. But I went there, and it's like we were, it was like just musician to musician. And he showed me some of his guitars. I said, "Well, John, I was like, you better get a little more modern guitar." And so while I was in the studio, I gave him one of mine because I was going to Japan the next day. And he really liked it. I got back 3 years after he was murdered. But as soon as I got back from Japan, I had a guitar that was made for Lennon, made by Hamer in Arlington Heights back in the day. And it's just a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now. And I get a Christmas card every year from Sean and Yoko.
Really?
That's yeah, I do.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Top that, Danny Hampton.
Very little tops that. Hey, that had to be just insane after working with him on that fantastic album. Then what happened? With his getting shot.
That's the worst. Well, I made kind of a joke of some of that stuff. I said, I was there for the birth of all my kids except for Dax. I said, because it was my wife gave me a hall pass because I was working with John Lennon. And I said, if it was Paul McCartney, I would have been in Rockford.
Yeah. and that is awesome. What an awesome line, too. I mean, even the fact that you get to say that is awesome, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, he's not in the room, so I can say anything I want.
Yeah, exactly. He's not listening. Fire away.
But he's got a lot of attorneys. I better watch it.
Cheap Trick is playing the Star Plaza Friday. They're playing Friday. Yes.
Dan, if you want to come up, we're pretty smart. We play August, we play in Florida, and in February, we're playing in Canada. That's true. I mean, we're Cheap Trick. Well, that's what we do. So if you want to go to Canada when it's really cold, or the Chicago, no, you don't. I don't want to go there either.
Yeah, it's Cheap Trick, not Smart Trick, right?
Right.
I said we were too dumb to quit. I told you that earlier.
Right.
Hey, is there plans for new locations for your Peace Pizza?
Well, you'd have to talk to Bill about that. We actually went out to Las Vegas and looked at a spot, but, you know, I think one of the reasons for the success of Peace, besides the great food and the people working there, is it's the fact that I don't cook anything there. That probably helps. But, we've been offered, and, you know, everybody that goes in there says, hey, you ought to have one of these for, you know, you name a city, wherever they're from. We actually all looked at Wrigleyville a few years ago. It's pretty expensive over there. But, you know, you got to find people that want to run it because it's a tough job. But, yeah, what the heck, we were number one out of 37,000 pizzerias last year. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Amazing.
It's
and
fantastic
it is great
pizza.
Stuff.
Yeah,
great,
it really
great.
And it's a great joint to go into, too. You got some great beers. It's right there at on North Avenue at Damon. It's a great place.
I was the guy that started with Bill and a few others. I quit drinking right before that, so I've never had the beer there, so I'm really pissed.
Well, I've had a lot of it, Rick, and it's very good, let me tell you.
Okay.
Well, Rick, happy birthday. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I've never been up this late before.
Yeah. Happy birthday, and hopefully Jay Cutler will deliver a little something extra in your stocking tonight.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon.
And women. Right,
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, and the pizza just arrived, too, from Peace. Here it is, right behind you. How about that? That's perfect timing. He probably had it planned that way.